I was pleased with the performance. I wasn't pleased with the result. Obviously, we needed to win, but we didn't, and we've kept the door open, I suppose, in a way. So we're looking forward to the game on Saturday.
What did you do better, do you think, last weekend than you have done in the last two before that?
We got a point. That's the big difference. I think performance was much better. We passed the ball much better. We created chances much better. So that was a good sign. We just would, and unfortunately, when we did put it over the line, it was offside. So we hit the crossbar and had a couple of chances. They're bound to have a couple of chances, but they didn't have many and they were at home, so that was more pleasing. What our away form has been decent, to be fair, since the turn of the second part of the season. So we've picked up a few more points, which is excellent. But it all boils down to the Wigan game now. We need to win, and we need to put the pressure on the other teams that don't play until later, and obviously Fleetwood playing on Monday.
Spoke to your skipper after we spoke to you last Thursday, who was hurt by criticism from all areas, supporters, media, everybody else, for the performance the week before, Neil. Do you think that spurred the lads on a little bit to show, yes, we do care?
Well, we do care, first of all. Everybody cares about the team and the club's position, of course, yes. And we're trying extremely hard to try and rectify where we are and try and move up that league. They've always responded through criticism, and we've tried to stay level-headed whenever anybody wanted to pat us on the back. When you're losing games over the last couple of weeks in a very precarious time of the season, it's always difficult. But we have to rise above it, and we have to keep on believing what we do. And we certainly had a better performance than what we did in the second half against Rochdale in the whole of the 90 minutes against Fleetwood. And that was encouraging, but we just didn't get that goal that we needed. But let's see whether we can get that goal, and hopefully it puts us in a good position.
I know how many games you get out and see, that the hours you put into this job. Do you wake up in the morning thinking about it? Do you go to bed thinking about where Blackpool are at this moment? Is it with you 24/7 at this moment in time?
It is. It's been with me all the way through the season, to be fair, even from Colchester all the way through. You live and breathe. I might not be from Blackpool, but I'm certainly the Blackpool manager, and I take my job seriously. We've worked extremely hard, and we'll keep on doing that for the final two games, to making sure that if we get the results, then I'm sure and still convinced that we'll be safe.
You think if you win two, that is enough?
Yeah, I really do. And we have to believe that. If we don't, then we may as well give in.
If you win this game Saturday, it does give you that opportunity to look at Monday, doesn't it? And keep yourselves in with a fighting chance. That's all you can do at this stage, isn't it?
Well, it is, yes. If we win Saturday, which is going to be very difficult against a top team in Wigan, it puts the pressure on the other teams, especially going into a 3 o'clock kickoff as well. Chesterfield and Shrewsbury aren't safe, without a shadow of a doubt. And Fleetwood have got another 2 days to think about their performance and knowing that they might be behind Blackpool in the league table.
I know you took Brad Potts out of the team last weekend. He's been almost a regular from start to finish, Neil. How's he taken it? Has he responded well in training?
He has. He's took it on the chin. He knew that he had lost a little bit of form, and I left him out. Let's see whether I bring him back on Saturday, because he has been one of our, in my opinion, one of our better players. He's quite good on the eye on certain things that he does and not on the others. And we're looking for a response off him off the last time he played at home.
How much of an impact does a big supporters' protest have before a football match of this magnitude this weekend?
Well, we just I've tried not to get involved in that all the way through the season, Andy. All I ask is whatever they're doing before the game, that's up to them. But once they come through the gate, they have to support the team, and they have to get behind the team, because it makes a big difference.
It can do. This ground full and a good atmosphere can really help you over the line, can't it?
Well, it can, because other managers have commented on, obviously, not many people coming in, and the atmosphere around the ground and stuff like that. But we need the place to be jumping. I used to come years and years ago watching the team, and it was always a good atmosphere. We need that atmosphere as soon as they come through the turnstiles. As I said, whatever they do beforehand, they do. But once they come through the turnstile, they've got to support the team.